Bears. Thursdays at 10 with us.
You can follow John Moon Mullen on CSNChicago.com. He joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Stop into one of their 8 Chicagoland restaurant locations today. Good morning, Moon. How you feeling?
Oh, I cover football for a living. What's not to be feel good about?
Yeah, you do. And there's stories every day. I mean, multiple stories every day. It's like shooting fish in a barrel, Bears and other around the league stuff. Let's start with around the league. I think the biggest story going right now is Peyton Manning's future in Indianapolis. Do you have a feeling as to how this thing is going to shake out? What's your gut tell you?
Yeah, and actually, I think it's the same NBC colleague, Mike Florio. I think we felt for a long time this is over. And it's partly, they'll say it's not about the money, which is your first indication it's about the money. If you have a damaged guy for $28 million, you just don't make that move. And when you have a chance to get your franchise quarterback, you do it in the form of Andrew Luck or the guy you think is your guy. So, you know, and when I read the comments that Manning had with Bob Kravitz of the Indy Star, it's pretty hard. You don't get the feeling that he necessarily even wants to stay.
Yeah, I applaud the Colts for cutting the emotional cord with him. I really do. It's a difficult thing for a franchise. You got a guy who is beloved, who put pro football on the map in that town. He's won a Super Bowl. But damn, it comes a time you got to make a business decision. You're sitting there with that number one. Is something similar to what Green Bay went through a few years ago? They would have liked to hand the keys to Aaron Rodgers before they did because Brett Favre was there and they feared public backlash. I think it takes some sack for Jimmy Irsay to do what he's doing, and I think it's the right thing.
Well, I do, and you know, there's a sub-issue to all of this, and it applies to me in both Green Bay and Indy's case. And I know that in talking to some people close to it, Manning was not in the mood to mentor the kid. Now, whether or not that's out of fear that he's going to take my job or it's just not what I want to do, it's exactly what happened up in Green Bay with Favre, who really was not, you know, say what you will. I mean, you know, when you get Aaron Rodgers talking privately, you know, Favre really wasn't a encouraging, supportive mentor. Now, again, is that a reasonable expectation? I don't know. But if you don't have that, if I'm Indy, I would love, you know, Peyton Manning is that guy who's willing to let this kid caddy for me, and then at some point in the back nine, he can take the clubs and go for it. If you're not that kind of guy, then you do have to make this move, because otherwise it will become a cancer. And, you know, it makes expecting too much out of a veteran to do that for somebody. But you also at some point have to recognize your own limitations, or which Favre certainly wasn't willing to do. And it sounds like Manning is not ultimately either.
Moon, outside of Jeff Fisher going to St. Louis, we've seen a bunch of new names getting head coaching jobs around the NFL. Looks like Greg Schiano could be headed to Tampa Bay. Are you surprised that we're getting this more than the retreads than we've seen in years past, just getting coming out of retirement to get new jobs?
Well, except, you know, Jeff's a retread. You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. Besides him, we've heard some new names finally.
Yeah, and actually, I think you're seeing it at the next up, level up. You're seeing... did anything strike you guys about this GM search? And I wouldn't, the Bears to me are no different than some of the other teams. You see, who is Ryan Grigson before this search started? Who is this 39-year-old kid? Well, you know, to me, what it strikes me as is some of the GMs that they're taking are not the usual suspects. Go back 10 years when they were 11 years when they're hiring Jerry Angelo, and you're hearing Tom Modrak. You were kind of hearing the old guys, the same old, same old. Who had done it somewhere else, but weren't necessarily, you know, they're on their peak years right now. You know, I think it's probably a little bit economics. Let's face it, the first year guy is going to work for a whole lot less than a guy who's got a ring or sort of has some, you know, some major cred. So it's not going to cost you $5.5 million for Chuck Pagano.
What happened to Tice in Oakland? I mean, why does that interview get canceled? Is it because their other finalists were that strong? I don't know. Maybe I'm clutching at straws here. But when he says to Biggs yesterday that the timeline wasn't right, and I'd read earlier or late last week that he was on vacation, did he blow his opportunity to get an interview?
No, Dan, I don't know. That's a really good one, and I've got a couple of calls even out on that. And you know, I'm not sure whether you have a conversation over the phone and you just, you know, it's not there. I mean, if it had been there, it would have gone. Let's face it. I mean, if Reggie McKenzie, this is his most important hire, obviously, probably his first hire other than maybe a scout here and there, but something didn't click. That's I don't think anybody blew it by being on vacation necessarily. You don't do that unless there's some indication that it's just not going to happen.
Moon, and now that Tice is cemented as the Bears offensive coordinator.
Cement-headed.
Yeah, probably a better way of describing it. How long do you think it'll be before they find their passing game coordinator? It seems like they've had trouble finding a guy who's willing to do it.
Well, you're not going to get a lot of movement on that until the Oakland thing played out with Tice. And I think Alex Van Pelt is a name that I had been told even back when Greg Olsen was in the process. Somebody in the league had told me, he said, keep an eye on the guy who's right on staff with him, that Van Pelt may be the guy, because Olsen may not want to wait or work underneath Tice. And that's kind of what's happened. But, you know, it's hard. You can go back and forth here. These guys can't make a decision. They can't get this done, yada, yada. And then you pull the camera back, and there are some weird timelines that have to play out. You know, do you really fault the Bears in this case, in the Tice case, or in the passing game coordinator thing? They really do. They have no choice but to let Tice interview. Well, that doesn't that by definition put this thing on hold? I mean, So if he loses a guy, you know, Dirk Koetter goes somewhere and Olsen goes somewhere else. Well, they lost those guys because they dragged their feet. Well, actually, they didn't. You know, it's a complicated thing, and I've thought for quite a while that Van Pelt would be the guy.
Phil Emery and Jason Light have been spending time in Mobile. The Bears have scouts there, but, you know, the head coach decided not to go this year. Tice is not down there. Your opinion on what a coaching staff and what front office people should do during Senior Bowl week. Are the Bears represented well enough as far as you are concerned?
Yeah, the scouts, definitely. And these guys, I do know that there's, you know, the ongoing, the evaluations are happening, which is probably the primary responsibility of the coaching staff. Very often, you know, how many times have coaches, you know, going back into the Wani era, for example, sometimes coaches they're not the straw that stirs the drink. They're the one that spills it. If they get a vested interest in a guy, you know, I'm not sure how much necessarily the coaches get. It's much more important to have your scouting staff there, obviously.
Right.
And my experience from having been there very often with the coaches, it's a job fair. You know, there's a lot of guys who are looking
right.
for jobs. There's a lot of guys that are keeping their networks going, which totally good. But, no, I don't have a problem with the coaching staff not being there. I think.
Well, if Smith's going to have his finger in the pie on draft day, shouldn't he be there looking at these guys?
Well, he will. I mean, this is, you know, it's, what is there, 3 months now before the draft?
Yeah, but I don't know if you've watched any of the workouts, especially Tuesday. Those guys were beating the crap out of each other, and God bless NFL Network for sharing it with us.
Yeah, you're going to get film on that. I mean, this is kind of, and it's this way for everybody from the media on up. I mean, for the coaches, this is kind of like cramming for the final. You got 3 months to study for this thing, and now you start looking at film. You can't do it during the season. So are you really going to gain that much from 3 extra days in Mobile? I'm not sure you will, because you're going to get film on this thing anyway.
All right.
The scouts are there.
Yeah, I would use the opportunity. I just think it's an opportunity that they're wasting.
So
differ on that
one. It was last Friday where the Bears had their last interview GM search. They pared down the list. I don't know, it was Sunday or Monday to the two guys. Why has it taken until today to begin doing those second interviews with the two guys left on the list?
Well, you said it. I mean, these guys are actually they have their day jobs. Their current jobs. They're in Mobile. Do you want to ask these guys to? For them, it is a big deal.
Well, why not? Why can't Ted Phillips go to Mobile and interview him?
Well, it costs money.
Take a bus.
Have you been to Mobile lately?
They only have $28 million of cap space. They're watching every little expense along the way.
Good point.
Now, if that's how the process plays out, I don't. You know, is plus or minus a couple of days that big a deal?
Well, it might be if you're trying to improve your scouting staff. I know a lot of the Bears scouts are going to be free agents in a couple months, and maybe some of the other good ones around the league get scooped up because you're taking too much time finding your new GM.
Well, they're not out of contract yet, I don't believe, right?
I think it was after the draft, right.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not sure that is reason to kind of scramble around. Yeah, you can always do it faster, but these are the two guys you identified who you're going to get. They have to work. You know, you want them there this week. Actually, do you want those are two guys you definitely want in Mobile.
Right.
I don't want to tell those guys coming up to Chicago. And I'm not sure. Do you want Phillips? Because whoever it is, it's the second stage will be Phillips. It's going to involve above him.
Yeah.
So you're going to fly the whole, you know, the board of directors down there? I don't think so.
John, are you going to Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm envious.
You guys, are you not down there?
No, we can't afford gas. It's $4 a gallon almost these days. Are you, you
it's
kidding?
Almost five.
Yeah. No, I know. We need a hotel for two nights, but it's not in the budget.
You can't sleep in that other bed in my room. No, how close is it for you?
No, it's a good 2.5 hours from me.
What are you talking about? You're in Indiana. Isn't that right next to you?
That's what a lot of people would think that. Yeah, but I've got friends down there where I could flop there. I don't know if Spiegel knows anybody or not, but we want to go.
He knows people.
We're told, yes, he does.
Nobody will admit to know him.
Not in the budget. Did you see that they're selling tickets to the general public for Media Day?
I did not see that.
Yeah, they're going to be able to watch on little mini, well, I guess big screen TVs all over Lucas Oil Stadium.
Well, the NFL is anything for money.
I think it's cool. I know a lot of the crusty, venerable, ink-stained wretches loathe what Media Day has become. And it is a circus, but it's our circus. And, you know, guys who love the game and have written about it for years helped create the league to some degree in terms of promoting the hell out of it. I enjoy it, but yeah, they're actually selling tickets so people can watch on big screens throughout the stadium, what's going on at all the big podiums. I think it's awesome. I wish I could be there for it.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I may be an ink stain. Well, most of those stains washed out.
Yeah.
But no, I think I'll go the other direction. I think the fact that the players can tweet from the Pro Bowl.
Yes. I heard that.
Guys, we're in the entertainment business, and not to take it seriously, but anytime you can engage your readers or your listeners, this is not a good thing. It's a great thing, and I love some of the cynics who you know berate and deride Media Day. I don't hear them staying away from the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And it's kind of to me, it's sort of uniquely American. It's an American sports Mardi Gras. You know, it's supposed to be wretched excess. I mean, not really, but, you know, I don't give the league some credit. They've done some cutting back in little things or some big things because of the economy. You don't want to be too silly about it. But this is what our business is. We're people that are listening to us at the office, this is the alternative. We're giving that's part of the product. To me, the more you can let folks in to see this, you know, let's drop the mystique that people like me have. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, if you can let people in, go for it. This is totally awesome. In fact, somebody asked me this morning, can you get me into the combine? I think that'll be the next thing.
John, thanks a bunch for the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week again, buddy.
Okay, guys.
We'll see you. That's John Moonmullen. You can follow him on csnchicago.com.